We are turning our gaze skyward to explore the celestial wonders that illuminate the night skies of Middle-earth. We'll wander through the Hobbits' reactions to an unexpected party of elves, and we will dive into the depths of Gildor's final blessing to Frodo, where the stars themselves illuminate the path forward in Tolkien's epic tale. I'm Aaron, your host and fellow Middle-earth wanderer. This is episode number 151 of Lore of the Rings, and today we will finish our exploration of Chapter 3, Three is Company, from J.R.R. Tolkien's Fellowship of the Ring. Now, let's wander.
Save big on brunch for Mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's check the map for today's tale. When I read The Lord of the Rings, I love checking the map and getting the context for what's happening in the story. Likewise, these map checks hopefully help you remember the context for the story that we will be wandering today. Frodo, Pippin, and Sam are on the road, traveling to the eastern regions of the Shire. They've had two close calls with the Black Rider on the road. In the later encounter, they were suddenly saved by the presence of Gildor and the elves. These elves were introduced by the stars, and their singing and laughter. Today we will finish our exploration of the third chapter of Fellowship, called Three is Company. In my 2002 How to Mifflin edition, we are covering pages 80 through 83. The elves of Middle-earth really loved the stars, and Tolkien really loved reminding his reader of how much they loved the stars. When the elves and their hobbit companions finally reach their campsite for the night, they sit and rest for a while. As they wait, three star phenomena appear in the sky. Let's explore each one. First is Remuraeth, the netted stars. In Robert Foster's The Complete Guide to Middle-earth, this constellation is connected to what you and I call the Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters. These stars are particular for their tight clustering and their blue color, a color that Tolkien often used to describe stars. Also, this star cluster, alongside the moon and sun, are depicted on an ancient disc from Northern Europe called the Nebra Sky Disc, although that disc was discovered in 1999, well after the publication of Fellowship. I find it no coincidence that the Valar, the powers that govern Middle-earth, are made of seven male spirits and seven female spirits, or rather, seven sisters under the one creator god, Ilúvatar. Then we have Borgil, described as a single red star. It's possible that this might be the planet Mars, but other theories point to Betelgeuse, a red star that forms the left shoulder of Orion, or Aldebaran, a star in the Taurus constellation. Lastly, and this seems to be the chief constellation that the elves were waiting for, Menelvagor, the swordsman of the sky, ascends over the horizon. If you live in the Northern Hemisphere, this is perhaps one of the easiest constellations to point out. In our modern day, we call him Orion, with his belt and sword of stars. This particular constellation, the Swordsman of the Sky, is a powerful message from Elbereth, the creator of the stars, to Morgoth, the great enemy. From the Silmarillion, we read that this constellation, quote, forebodes the last battle that shall be at the end of days. Now, Frodo's quest is certainly not the last battle that shall be at the end of days, but again we see that Frodo is just one small piece of the grand saga of good versus evil that has been playing out since before time began to be counted in Middle-earth. As Orion enters the sky, the elves, quote, all burst into song. Suddenly, under the trees, a fire sprang up with a red light. It's time for the elves to party. Although the elves, as hosts, feel like their food is inferior, the hobbits experience a grand party. Pippin, so often memed on social media for not having his second breakfast, actually, quote, recalled little of either food or drink, for his mind was filled with the light on the elf faces. And he feels that he is in, quote, a waking dream, much like Bilbo felt in the Rivendell chapter from The Hobbit. Check out episode 87 for more on that experience. Sam can't really explain how he felt, quote, though it remained in his memory as one of the chief events of his life. Frodo delights in the food and conversation. Knowing a little of their language, he is able to say please and thank you and other phrases to the elves in their own tongue. After a time, Pippin and Sam retire, and Frodo is able to ask for counsel from the elven leader, Gildor. But before we get to that, I need to ask a favor of you. If you are enjoying the show, open up that podcast player and drop a 5-star rating and review. I love to hear your feedback and thoughts on the show, so please take a moment and leave a review. Thank you. Gildor is able to guess Frodo's intention to leave the Shire, although he does not know the full purpose. He reminds Frodo of that several times, and so gives guarded counsel and advice. Gildor explains why he gives such unhelpful advice. Quote, elves seldom give unguarded advice, for advice is a dangerous gift, even from the wise to the wise, and all courses may run ill. I want to examine this with you for just a moment. Gildor is no common elf. He is a lord among the high elves of the prestigious house of Finrod. To Frodo, a mere hobbit of 50 years' life experience, Gildor is among the wisest individuals he could encounter in Middle-earth. Surely, with his immortality, study, learning, and wisdom, Gildor could give Frodo great advice. And yet, Gildor has the wisdom, or rather the humility, to restrain his counsel. Gildor recognizes that he, for all his wisdom and power, is not all-knowing or all-seeing. He cannot tell the future. He does not know all the factors of the situation. Gildor's advice is another display of a theme that started with Gandalf. Great power, if truly wise, will restrain itself. That is the ultimate measure of being wise. It is what allows Gandalf, Elrond, Galadriel, and Gildor to help Frodo along the path, and what separates Saruman and Sauron apart. They seek to have no restraints on their wills and power. Even so, Gildor's riddling responses to Frodo's questions about the Black Riders elicit more terror than comfort in Frodo's heart. Quote, I cannot imagine what information could be more terrifying than your hints and warnings. And he finally confesses, quote, but where shall I find courage? Gildor responds, quote, courage is found in unlikely places. Be of good hope. Hope and courage are two themes that we will see again and again in The Lord of the Rings. So keep an eye out for that as you read further chapters. Gildor repeats advice that Gandalf also gave at the beginning of this chapter, quote, do not go alone. Take such friends who are trusty and willing. Again, we see here the element of voluntary willingness that accompanies true friendship. Yet we'll see in a future chapter how reluctant Frodo is to heed this advice from both Gandalf and Gildor. And here's yet another theme that Gildor outlines, quote, our path seldom crosses with hobbits, by chance or purpose. In this meeting there may be more than chance, but the purpose is not clear to me. I have explored the theme of chance on this show, and in particular, how that theme played out in Gandalf and Thorin meeting, which led to the quest to reclaim the Lonely Mountain, which led to Bilbo joining the company, which led to him finding the ring, which led to Frodo having the ring, which led to Frodo escaping back in just in time, which led to Frodo meeting the elves at just the right moment to be saved from a Black Rider on the road. To quote another fun movie, coincidence? I think not. Let's go back to how Gandalf encouraged Frodo in the previous chapter, quote, behind that, there was something else at work, beyond any design of the Ringmaker. For a deeper exploration of the theme of chance, I invite you to listen to episode 72. Finally, Gildor has a blessing to leave with Frodo, and it has to do with stars. We'll explore that right after this break. We're not done yet. If you like this episode, please leave a review and share with your friends. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In his final words to Frodo that night, Gildor says, quote, "May the stars shine upon the end of your road." Let's fast forward about 6 months and 800 pages. Frodo and Sam are lost and alone in the vastness of Mordor. Sam has rescued Frodo from the dreadful tower of Cirith Ungol. They've escaped the darkness of Shelob's tunnels, a place where starlight pulled them through the dark. But they are now in the final stretch, the last leg of the journey to Mount Doom. Now in Mordor, Sam is feeling the weight of the journey. He cannot carry the ring, but he is deeply troubled for his master. As Frodo sleeps, Sam surveys the surrounding land. The air is bitter, and the sky is overcast. Yet, quote, "Peeping among the cloud rack above, a dark tor high up in the mountains, Sam saw a white star twinkle for a while. The beauty of it smote his heart, as he looked up out of the forsaken land, and hope returned to him. For like a shaft, clear and cold, the thought pierced him that in the end, the shadow was only a small and passing thing. There was light and high beauty forever beyond its reach." What a beautiful thought. Now let's go back to Gildor and Frodo in the woods of the Shire. As Gildor says, "Have hope. Courage is found in unlikely places, and may the stars shine on the end of Frodo's journey." Gildor's farewell to Frodo, invoking the imagery of stars shining upon the end of his road, serves as a symbolic anchor throughout the narrative. It represents a beacon of hope, a reminder that there is light to be found even in the bleakest of circumstances. This theme is beautifully echoed in Sam's moment of revelation amidst the desolation of Mordor, where the sight of a single star rekindles his hope and strengthens his resolve. It's a testament to Tolkien's skill as a writer that he infuses even the most harrowing moments of the story with a sense of optimism and wonder. Hope and the resilience of the human spirit in the face of adversity are a transformative power. Sam's realization that the shadow is ultimately fleeting and that there is light and beauty beyond its reach speaks to the underlying message of the story, that even in the darkest times, there is always hope for redemption and renewal. It's a message that resonates deeply with us as readers, reminding us of the importance of holding on to hope even in the midst of despair. Indeed, courage is found in the most unlikely of places. Join me in the next episode, where our hobbits will attempt a shortcut along the road. Until then, may the stars of Varda shine upon your road. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today. My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Raise your hand if this has happened to you today. You're in the middle of work, you're knocking things off the to-do list, getting stuff done, and your kid asks you to play. Do you drop everything? Do you ask them to wait a minute? What do? If you're like me, you don't always say yes right away. The kid moves on, you get busy, and you forget to circle back around and play. An opportunity to make a memory has been lost, and the dad guilt settles in. Not so anymore. I've developed a simple game that will enable you to take those small moments and have fun. It's called Dad's Adventure Dice Digital Edition. My 5-year-old daughter asks me nearly every day, can we do Dad Adventure Dice? What follows are some quick rolls of the dice that lead to a fun activity with an intriguing twist. Within 5 or 10 minutes, we've had a lot of fun, shared a lot of laughter, and made a memory together. Download your own Dad's Adventure Dice today. Visit store.adventures.dad to download yours. That's store.adventure.dad to download Dad's Adventure Dice.